Local shares have started the new trading week under pressure. The ASX 200 at its worst levels of the morning was down by about 25 points. We have seen a recovery of sorts, but it's not particularly inspiring with the ASX 200 managing to get back into positive territory by a modest margin, but it seems to be ducking in and out of negative territory as we approach the lunchtime period. So we saw a flat finish for US stocks on Friday. Arguably, the most important influence on the market in early trade on Monday has been the weakness in the banks. So that is uniform, be they big or small lenders or in between. We're seeing a fair bit of downward pressure on most of the leading names. The ANZ is down by about 0.75%. Bendigo and Adelaide Bank is down by the most part of 1%, and Macquarie Group is down in the order of around 0.25%. It's a pretty big week as far as local and international economic news is concerned. On the local front, we'll be looking forward to private capital expenditure numbers, always an important driver of what's going on in the economy, given that really infrastructure spending is going to be the link that gets us into the next part of the economic cycle. So the markets will be watching very carefully as far as that piece of news is concerned. And then in the US, we've got the jobs report at the end of the week as well to look forward to give us a sense of how the US economy has been going in recent times. But mining stocks have also been in focus, with iron ore prices falling below $60 per ton for the first time since October over the course of recent days. But notwithstanding that, we have actually seen something of a moderation in the weakness in that group, although Rio Tinto is down by 0.5% and Fortescue Metals down by the better part of 2%. BHP is flat. Healthcare stocks have been on the positive side of the ledger. Our CSL shares are up by about 2%. Infrastructure stocks have been doing pretty well. Transurban's up by about 1% with a similar result for Sydney airports. Gold stocks have been doing well, and the Aussie dollar is trading at 74.4 US cents.